You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello guys, this is Irish Sports Talk. I'm Randall, and joining me today is Ryan O'Gara. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm good, Randall. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a nice day, and it's finally football season. We got one game out of the way, and we've been waiting a while for this. So, you obviously cover Ball State. Just tell us a little bit about what you do and maybe where fans can follow your work, tweets or articles that you have on Ball State.
Yes, I work for the Muncie Star Press newspaper. You can find my work at thestarpress.com. My Twitter handle is at Ryan O'Gara, R-Y-A-N-O-G-A-R-A. And I have a ton of Ball State content if you're interested in getting the opponent's perspective here. I've got stories on how much Ball State is making from this game, how Ball State's coach grew up rooting for Notre Dame, a profile on Ball State quarterback Riley Neal coming later this week. So a lot of good stuff, so check it out.
Great. Sounds like some good articles there. So, yeah, definitely check those out. Just tell us a little bit about the Ball State program, kind of where it's at and how it's been going the last few years.
Well, this is Mike New's third season as head coach, and it's been a tough first two seasons. They are a combined 6-18 in those two seasons, and they've only won one MAC game. Last year was a very challenging year as the majority of the team was injured, including their two best players, quarterback Riley Neal and running back James Gilbert. They started the year 2-1 and lost the final nine games with those two guys out and a bunch of other guys out as well. So it went really downhill. They started four quarterbacks last year due to injuries, and it was just a very dismal season is the adjective I would use to describe it. And, I mean, most teams would struggle without their starting quarterback, but it seemed to be even worse here, for that year. But, everyone's healthy now, and they looked really good last week. So, we'll see what they can do on a big stage at Notre Dame.
Yeah, definitely. And was it the third game that, a lot of the players got injured last year?
Yeah, Riley Neal and James Gilbert both played in the third game, and got injured. And the others were kind of sporadically throughout the season, just kind of sprinkled in. But they looked good the first three games. They beat UAB. UAB went to a bowl game last year, and Ball State beat them pretty handily. They were 2-1. They lost to Illinois, and they should have been 3-0, really. So having those guys in the lineup does make a difference. So I think that they're a lot better than their 2-10 record from last year. But that said, they still have quite a bit of distance to go to beat a team like Notre Dame.
Yeah, for sure. And when the team is prepping for a game like Notre Dame, what is the feel around the team, or how do they kind of look at a big game like this on the big stage? You know, it's nationally televised, and it's a chance for them to showcase their skills.
Yeah, I think they're really looking forward to it. They have 49 players on the roster are from Indiana, and you don't really even have to be from Indiana to root for Notre Dame as a kid just because it's a national program, but I know a lot of these guys did root for Notre Dame when they were younger, and so it's kind of a special opportunity for them, and so they're a lot of them are trying to balance that sentimental feeling of playing in a place that they've watched a lot of games and also going in there and handling their business and doing what they need to do to give Ball State the best chance to win. So I think a lot of them feel like they have nothing to lose, and I think that's the right way to go into it because no one is expecting them to beat Notre Dame. And really, I mean, if you lose, so what? And, you know, if you keep it close early on, then maybe you got a chance and you could just go and see what happens. So I think a lot of them are just excited to get on the field and kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience I'm sure most of them will never forget.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that's a lot of players from Indiana. I didn't realize it was that many. But Yeah, I'm sure they'll be excited just to be there, get to play at Notre Dame, even though it is for the opposing team. And looking at the offensive side of the ball, obviously they got good quarterback and they have 2,000-yard rushers and running backs. Kind of, what are some of the other weapons on this team and what do they do offensively?
Well, the main weapons, I would say, are the three running backs that you're going to see a lot of. They're going to shuffle them in and out. James Gilbert, Caleb Huntley, and Malik Dunner, and they all have different styles, which kind of they can utilize that against a team like Notre Dame and really try to switch it up on them. James Gilbert, I'm sorry, is going to get, you know, probably around 15, 16 carries, and someone like Caleb Huntley would be around 10, and Malik Dunner would be about 5, and get 4 or 5 targets in the passing game. So they'll have to use all three of those guys, keep them fresh, get them in and out, and, you know, they have a wide receiver named Justin Hall, who's 5'9", but is a terrific athlete. He was a freshman All-American last year, and he's known for leaping over defenders, and, you know, they'll try to get him on some underneath routes and let him kind of do his thing, dance around a little bit and try to make some moves and break one deep. They have a lot of different weapons they can utilize.
Yeah, the wide receiver sounds a little bit like Notre Dame's Chris Fink. He's listed at 5'10". Some people think he's a little bit shorter than that, but even in Michigan's game last week, he went up and made a big catch over the defender, and sounds like they're about the same size and kind of the same type of game. So it'll be fun to watch on Saturday.
Yeah, it does sound very, very similar to Justin.
And switching over to the defensive side of the ball, who are some of the stars on the defense there, guys to watch out for on Saturday?
Well, Ball State switched to a 3-4 defense this year, and they looked really good in the first game against Central Connecticut State, which was picked to win the league this year and won the league last year and had a 3-year starter quarterback. And I was not expecting this good of a performance from Ball State on defense, but they looked good, and I think the guys to watch out for will be the outside linebackers, Ray Wilborn, who's a junior college transfer, and Christian Albright. And those guys are going to look to get after the quarterback. And I think the linebacking crew, also featuring Jacob White, inside linebacker, who was leading tackler last year, those guys are the ones to watch out for. It's the best position group on that defense.
Very good. And I did read one of your articles, I think it was yesterday, something about the transfers, or there have been quite a few transfers from Ball State. I believe one of them played in Virginia Tech game the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Is a school like Ball State, I mean, do they have quite a few transfers? Is it guys that come in and play for a couple years and then maybe get a chance to play at a Virginia Tech? Are there cases like that, or what usually happens with those guys?
Well, that so far, that's the only time it's happened, but that one really hurts because Damon Hazelton is the guy, and he was very good as a freshman, and they had really high hopes for him. And the story goes that he apparently met Odell Beckham. You can kind of find that like on Instagram if you search for it. And he kind of just got the idea that he was maybe a little bit better than Ball State, that he was good enough to play at a big school. And apparently he was, obviously, because now he's at Virginia Tech, and he scored a touchdown on I don't know if it was the first series, but it was in the first quarter against Florida State. So, I mean, it seems like he's doing pretty well for himself. So, more power to him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was definitely a loss for Ball State. Are you planning to be up in South Bend on Saturday?
I will be there, yes.
Very good. And hopefully, right now, it looks like the weather is going to be nice. Last week, it looked like the weather could be bad in South Bend, but then it ended up being very nice. And hopefully, it'll be like that on Saturday as well. do you want to make a score prediction on the game, or have you not gotten to that point yet?
Someone asked me this earlier, and I took a stab at it, and I said Notre Dame 48, Ball State 17. So that would mean Ball State would cover. Don't take that to the bank by any means, but that's just, I guess, my first inclination. So we'll see if I'm right, I guess.
Yeah, I did. It was kind of interesting looking at a. Well, I saw the numbers. I forget now exactly what the score was, but what their loss, the average score was in their loss of last in the last nine games, and the spread was 34, right at 34 points, and that's what the spread is for this game. So we were like,
yeah,
maybe we figured out the formula they're using out in Vegas.
Yeah, so. Yeah, seriously, I really think of this team as much different than the one last year. I mean, they're really a much better team with their quarterback in there. There's just such a big drop-off last year between their first quarterback and the next guy. So I think that made a big impact. And that said, I mean, it's going to get within a couple touchdowns, Ball State's going to have to be on its game for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you, Ryan, for taking the time to call in today. Looking forward to the game.
Absolutely.
On Saturday, and good luck in South Bend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.